Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. In the earliest years of Christian activity in Catalonia, the region around Arles-sur-Touc was plagued with dragons and other fierce beasts and beset by pestilence. Nothing would abate the plague of devastation visited on the people. A local holy man, Arnulf, resolved to make the 1,200-kilometer journey to Rome in order to secure relics that would combat the evils. When he arrived, the Pope was much moved by his plea and said that Arnulf might take any relics that he would like except those of St. Peter and a few other select saints. Humbled by the choice that he was forced to make, Arnulf spent the day in prayer asking for guidance. That night, as he slept, he had a visitation from two young men. They said they were Persian princes, Abdon and Sinan, martyred in Rome, who revealed to Arnulf where their bodies were buried and that would fulfill the mission of saving his village. In the morning, Arnulf went to the locale revealed to him, accompanied by a crowd of onlookers. They dug and found the bodies of two young men, perfectly preserved by the scent of sanctity that surrounded them. It was clear that these were the bodies of the Persian saints. In order to protect the bodies from thieves who might misappropriate his sacred treasure, Arnulf put the bodies in a large barrel and filled it with water. He then transported his lading by mule back across the Alps and into the Pyrenees. Just before he arrived home, on a dangerous path bordering a steep precipice, the driver, a coarse and brutal man, thought it necessary to give courage to his beast and gave out a great curse. Immediately the mule fell from the narrow road and disappeared. Arnulf was desolate. He had lost the precious relics granted by the Pope. Dejectedly, he finished the voyage home. As he arrived, he heard a ringing of all the church bells and saw all of the townspeople gathered in the square. In their midst was the mule, with the precious burden, its task already accomplished. The ravening beast had fled the region, and the pestilence had been cured. The martyrs Abdon and Sinan were acclaimed the patron saints of the abbey and were much venerated through the years. As an afterthought, Arnulf poured the water from the barrel into an empty sarcophagus. A leper washed himself in that water and was immediately cured. Now, this begins the tradition here, and this is part of the miraculous story of Saints Abdon and Sinan. The monks of the abbey then closed the sarcophagus and charged money to receive the benefits of the water. Now, here's what you don't know. The monks were able to charge money for the water for centuries, to this day, by the by, for reasons that defy explanation. The sarcophagus, called the Sante Tome by the inhabitants, produces 200 liters of pure, clear water per year. In 1794, a committee of town officials, lawyers, and clergymen examined the coffin to investigate. The coffin was suspended. They detected no pipes or holes by which it could be filled. Nobody came in the middle of night to refresh the water. You still get this water today. It's miraculous water. You can go to this abbey at Arles-sur-Touc, in France. And there's another legend about this that I thought was fantastic. A legend tells that a shepherd of Montbolo surprised by the bad weather near the pass of Formentera, heard amidst the thunderous rolling of the terrible torment that was brewing the voices of two witches who tried to bring the storm on the village and who were quarreling over who should cross the pass first. But St. Abdon and St. Senan prevented them. They could not pass the pass, and the storm at last disappeared. Mombolo was spared, and the shepherd ran to announce the good news to the village. Since that day in 1465, the patron saints of Arles-sur-Tech are venerated by the inhabitants of the village of Mombolo. The exception was the year of 1516. The oblivion of the vow, in other words, they didn't continue the tradition, was accompanied by devastating hailstorms. And so to make up for their lack, an enormous roll of beeswax, 300 meters long, weighing nearly 10 kilograms, was made by craftsmen according to a secretly guarded manufacturing process and was all placed on a cross that is still a pilgrimage is made every year near the feast day of Senan and Abdon to protect the village from evil.